in the limelight.
Most Americans want Trump himself to be reprimanded for his role in instigating thousands of his supporters to breach the United States Capitol building on Wednesday, January 7th, according to a new poll. Dear listeners, stay with us for an article in this regard written by Chris Walker Ryder. This article is published under the heading, Poll Shows Most Americans Think Trump Deserves to be Removed After Capitol Chaos. Here's the details of this article. Most Americans want Trump himself to be reprimanded for his role in instigating thousands of his supporters to breach the United States Capitol building on Wednesday, January 7th, according to a new poll. According to a YouGov direct poll conducted earlier this week, 50% of respondents said it would be appropriate for Trump to be removed from office immediately for his role in the breach of the Capitol building, while 42% said it would be inappropriate. Most of that opposition comes from Republican respondents. While 83% of Democratic-leaning participants and 47% of independents said they view Trump's removal as appropriate, only 10% of Republicans agreed with them. 85% of GOP respondents did not think it would be appropriate to remove Trump from office. Asked whether they supported or opposed the Capitol breach, just 21% of respondents said they were somewhat or strongly in support of it, with 71% saying they strongly or somewhat oppose what happened. Republican-leaning respondents in the poll, however, were more split, with 45% voicing support for the events last week and 43% saying they opposed. Nearly 6 in 10 Americans also described the events as violent, according to the poll. Meanwhile, close to 6 in 10 Republicans called the Capitol breach, which saw at least 5 individuals die in the melee, as peaceful. The poll found similar partisan divides when it came to assigning blame for the storming of the Capitol. While 66% of Americans overall put a great deal or some blame on Trump for encouraging his mob of loyalists to break into the Capitol in a violent manner, only 28% of Republicans said he was at fault. A majority of Republicans questioned in the poll, 52% of GOP-leaning respondents said Joe Biden was to blame. On Wednesday, January 7th, Trump hosted a rally near the White House just hours before Congress planned to certify electors' votes from the 2020 presidential election. He repeated lies about the election being rife with fraud and encouraged his mob of loyalists to walk down to the Capitol while Congress was certifying the Electoral College votes. Trump also told them that they would never take back the U.S. with weakness. More than 130 lawmakers in Washington have called for Trump's removal for his role in Wednesday, January 7th events through either the impeachment process or by Vice President Mike Pence invoking Section 4 of the 25th Amendment. On Thursday, January 8, Republican Ilhan Omar issued a resolution calling for Trump's removal, citing his abuse of the powers of the presidency to incite violence and orchestrate an attempt coup against the U.S. Several other Democratic lawmakers, including other members of the group of legislators, collectively known as the Squad, signed on as co-sponsors of the bill. Both Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi have called on Vice President Mike Pence to begin the process of invoking the 25th Amendment, which would empower him and a majority of the president's cabinet to remove Trump from power. If Pence doesn't pursue this road, both Democratic leaders have signaled they could try to immediately remove the president from the office themselves. If the vice president and the cabinet do not act, the Congress may be prepared to move forward with impeachment, Pelosi said in a statement on Thursday, January 8. Impeachment, rather than the 25th Amendment, could prevent Trump from holding federal office again. According to Article 1, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, the Senate can, in addition to removing a person from office, also disqualify an individual from being able to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States.